Hey, Dana.
Hi, Cody.
Man, you know, I just had a really interesting thought.
You had a really interesting thought.
Whoa, I did? I wonder what it was.
Cody, you sleep in your van, right?
Yeah.
Ever check for an exhaust leak?
You know, you're like the third person to ask me that this week. Weird. Oh, there's that thought again. Nope, got away. I gotta start wearing a hat.
Frank, I just returned from Dave's video store and we have to talk about something.
Dave is lying, honey. I swear I never even go back into that section.
That's not what I want to talk about right now. I just returned the videos the kids rented this weekend. You know what the bill was? $84.
$84?
Yeah, they rented 8 videos, most of which they never watched. And I had to buy this one because it was lost under Brendan's bed for 2 months.
Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze. Oh, man, I wanted to see that.
Frank, the kids have got to cut this out. We are in a recession. Nobody can afford to waste money like this.
You're right, Carol. And tonight at dinner, I'll lay down the law. 2 videos per weekend, period.
Yeah, but it's not just about videos. It's their whole attitude about spending money, you know? It's like our kids think that you just charge things and then nobody has to pay for them.
Carol, that is what they think.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call a family meeting.
Well, honey, now, I know that you like having these little family meetings, but I have a slightly different point of view.
Yeah, what's that?
I hate them.
Well, Frank, we can't just arbitrarily tell the kids what luxuries they have to give up.
Why not? We're the parents. We sit them down at the table, we say 2 videos per weekend, period, pass the rolls and shut up!
Oh, Frank... A family should be a democracy, not a dictatorship. And children are people, too. We don't have to browbeat them. You know, if you give children the opportunity to participate in the problem-solving process, they'll correct the mistakes all by themselves.
That's a great theory, honey. Did you come up with that before or after you spotted Elvis? Gonna kill you.
May I ask what this meeting's about?
Well, we should wait till your mother gets here, but basically, it's because you kids are spending too much money.
Then what do we need a meeting for? You're the dad. Just tell us what to do.
Well, that would be one approach. But, Al, a family is a democracy, and so we're going to have a nice open discussion.
Carol's making you do this, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Good, everybody's here. Okay, we all ready to have some fun?
I thought we were going to have a family meeting.
Well, we are. That's why we're going to have so much fun. We're going to talk and share our feelings and work together to find a creative solution to our problems.
Mom, is there any chance we could speed this up? I didn't bring a change of clothes for this.
Okay. Now, as we all know, we are in a recession. And I think that we have all been a little reckless with our spending. Therefore, I think we all have to think about what luxuries we would be willing to give up.
Wait a minute, Mom. Are you going to take stuff away from us?
No. I am not going to take away anything. You are each going to choose something that you would be willing to do without. Now, I have prepared a list of choices here. Movies?
No.
Videos?
No.
Party clothes?
No!
Fast food, CDs, comic books, candy bars, video games?
No.
And no.
Carol, your democracy's dying.
No, the kids just don't understand how wasteful they've been. Now, do you realize that we just spent $84 to rent 8 videos and buy one that Brendan lost?
Oh, I get it. This is all Brendan's fault. All in favor of getting rid of Brendan, say aye.
Aye!
Hey! Now, hold on. This is not just about Brendan. It's about all of you. Now, come on, you guys. You must be willing to give up some luxuries, huh?
Nope.
No. No.
You know, I don't believe you people. I am coming to you looking for help with a family problem, and what do I get? Nothing, okay? Okay, all right, if that's what you want, you get nothing, all right? No movies, no allowance, no shopping, no nothing. We are going back to basics. That means food and shelter, period. Any questions? I didn't think so. Meeting adjourned. Now get out of my sight.
That was a great little meeting, honey. Mussolini couldn't have done it any better.
Wow. According to this article, people are so stressed out during a recession that sexual activity drops all over the country.
Well, let's see if I can get this economy moving. Don't answer, honey.
Can I come in?
Honey, you're supposed to ask that question from the other side of the door.
I know, but lots of times I knock and you don't answer.
What can we do for you, pal?
Is this money thing all my fault?
Oh, why would you think that?
'Cause I lost a video on my bed.
Well, Brendan, it's not just your fault. It's the whole family's problem. We all have to watch what we spend.
Are you sure, Daddy?
I'm sure. Now, come here and give me a big hug. All right, now, why don't you get on back to bed? You're going to feel a lot better, and I know I will.
Okay, good night, Daddy. Good night, Carol.
Good night, honey.
Okie dokie. Where were we?
Well, I think you were stimulating the economy.
Right.
It's Dana. Can I come in?
Yes.
No.
Come on in, Dana.
Hi, Frank. Am I interrupting anything?
Yes.
Good. I just wanted to say, what a great lesson in fiscal responsibility you're teaching the kids. And I think it was a stroke of genius to include me in the discussion for appearance sake. But now that it's just us three adults, can I have my allowance?
Well, you know, Dana, you are right. You are an adult. And as we all know, adults don't get an allowance.
Boy. I'm counting the days till I can move out of this hellhole.
That makes two of us. And now we rejoin the program already in progress.
What?
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Oh, good night, Mark.
Yeah, good night. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Now go, 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 go. Everybody, listen up now. Carol and I are going to bed. We're two very old people, and we need our sleep. And so don't come knocking, because we'll be sleeping.
Yeah, right.
There's a Truffaut Film Festival downtown tonight, and I'm gonna miss it because of Mom's stupid back to basics thing.
Tell me about it. I have to make my winter nail polish colors by mixing late fall with early spring.
You're a real survivor, Karen.
I hate these severe cutbacks. Without an allowance, how am I supposed to pay off the big kids so they won't beat up on me?
All right, clear the decks. The Bulls and Pistons are on ESPN.
sorry, but you guys can't watch the game.
Yeah, right, Barky. Go bury a bone.
Hey, there is something wrong with the TV.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Mom shut off the cable.
No cable? That's barbaric. What does your mom want us to do? Watch five channels like they did in World War II?
Hey, it's not her fault we have to cut back. We might actually have some money if you Lamberts would quit sucking down the ding-dongs.
That is not the problem. The problem is you nerds spend $1 billion a week on geek supplies like pocket protectors and lip gloss.
At least we don't lose videos like Bob's big boy over there.
It's not my fault. Come on, Daddy said so. They just said that to make you feel better.
Yeah, it's all the shrimp's fault for losing that video.
Yeah, what a bonehead move. Hey, you can't call my brother a bonehead.
Why not? We're all suffering because of him.
Okay, so he screwed up big time. He's a jerk. He's a moron. That's no reason to call him a bonehead.
Fine, call him whatever you want. The bottom line is he ruined our lives.
Oh, Cody, listen, it's almost dinner time. I've been looking all over for Brendan. Have you seen him?
No, sorry. I was at my assertiveness training class.
Oh, how's that going?
Plenty of business, pal. Sorry, did I hurt your feelings, Uncle Frank?
No, it's okay. Dinner's in 5 minutes if you want to join us.
Yeah, well, maybe I will and maybe I won't. Too tough?
Cody, let me ask you something. Why exactly did you take this assertiveness class?
Well, I wanted to sign up for this class called Improving Your Memory, but forgot to register on time.
So you took assertiveness training instead?
Yeah. Tell you the truth, Uncle Frank, I'm not too crazy about it. Teacher's kind of bossy.
Hey, little cuz. Uncle Frank was just looking for you.
Well, don't tell him I'm here.
What are you doing?
Borrowing your backpack.
What for?
Well, I'm costing the family too much money, so I'm running away.
Sounds like a pretty drastic move for a guy who still sleeps with a nightlight. Listen, you can't run away. I'll miss you. And Uncle Frank and Carol love you. They'll really miss you, too.
It doesn't matter. I cost too much money. I gotta go away someplace.
Yeah, where?
I don't know. Someplace cheap.
Well, I don't think running away is a very good idea.
I have to, and you can't tell anybody.
All right, bro. But why don't you let me scam you some dinner? That way you ain't gotta hit the road on an empty stomach.
Fine. Okay. But you gotta swear not to say a word about what I'm doing.
All right, okay. Not a word. I swear.
Cross your heart?
Cross my heart and hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye, take a scalpel and cut out my spleen if I don't say what I really mean.
Ew. I trust you, Code Man.
Carol, I've checked with all the neighbors and nobody has seen Brendan.
Well, I'm starting to get worried.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hey.
Carol?
I have something important to, not say to you.
Okay.
Well, I'd rather not say it to you in private.
Well, Cody, anything you have to not say to us, you could not say in front of everybody.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'd just be more comfortable not saying this to you in the living room.
Carol, let's go in the living room and not talk to Cody. It's Cody. Just go with it. All right, Cody. Are you going to tell us what's going on?
Well, I'd really like to, Uncle Frank, but I promised someone that I wouldn't say a word. Whoa. Existential crisis. Yin and yang. Tug of war. I know. There's always the ancient art of pantomime. Okay.
Cody.
games. Brendan is missing.
Oh, ooh, ah.
Cody, you're very good at this, but we can't do it because we're looking for Brendan.
Oh, ah. Oh.
All right, we can play charades on Saturday night, but come on, Frank, let's just drive around the neighborhood
now.
Okay,
come on.
You guys are totally lame. Do you think I'm doing this pantomime thing for my health? No way. I'm sworn to secrecy. That's why I can't tell you that Brendan's hiding in my dad because he wants to run away from home. I took an oath. God.
That's why you can't say a word to us.
Yeah, but listen, Cody, try that pantomime thing again.
Good idea, Uncle Frank. Okay.
Brendan is hiding in your van because he's running away from home.
Exactly. Once they get rolling, they're pretty good.
Go in there like you know where Brendan is.
Why not? I know where Brendan is.
Yeah, but then Brendan will think that Cody betrayed him.
Well, what do you want me to do, honey? Lob in tear gas and smoke him out?
I have an idea. Gee, I wonder where Brendan is. I made his favorite dinner, spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, yeah, and we have a big bowl of it. I'll tell you what, Carol, let's leave some by the back door. Maybe he'll smell it and come home.
Oh, good idea, Frank. We'll just leave it out here while you and I go inside the house.
Yeah, here we go.
Oops. I'm busted.
It's okay, pal. You're not in trouble. But I do want to talk to you, so come here.
Did Cody tell?
No, Cody did not say a word.
Good. I hate to see him walking around without a spleen.
Brendan, why were you hiding in there?
I was running away from home.
Why?
Because we don't have any money, and it's all my fault for losing that video.
Listen, champ, I think we scared you here, and we didn't mean to. Carol and Daddy were just trying to teach the family a lesson about the value of money. Although Daddy had a way of doing it, that was a whole lot simpler.
Well, your dad's right. I guess I just went a little overboard with this family meeting stuff, but I just feel terrible that I would have done something that would make you want to run away from home.
Are you sure I don't cost too much money? I could cut back on the ding-dongs.
There's no amount of money that's worth as much as you are. You're a very important part of this family, pal. Whether we have $1 or $1 million, we love you very much.
No matter what?
No matter what.
Don't throw crumbs at me or I'll throw crumbs at you.
Like I care.
Okay, before we start dinner, I would like to have a little family meeting.
Another one? What now? We can only eat every other day?
No. What I want to say is this back to basics thing is over. But we do have to be careful about our spending. So with that in mind, I'd like to start a family dialogue where as a group we can arrive at a consensus
May I say something?
Oh, sure, Frank.
Okay. Here's your consensus. All right, from now on, 2 videos per weekend, period. Pass the rolls and shut up.